You're listening to Interlock in Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. We found a slight bit of good news today out of the state's updated Eat Safe Fish guidelines. It's now safer to eat slightly larger fish that are caught in Lake Michigan, which basically means that overall the level of contamination is going down. But of course, it's not all good news. I talked with Michelle Bruneau, a health educator with the State Department of Community Health.
PCBs and dioxins degrade over time, so as you know, time progresses, we're going to see lower levels of those contaminants in our water bodies. Mercury, unfortunately, is either staying the same or increasing due to the fact that it's a worldwide contribution to our waterways.
So let's start with the PCBs and that sort of thing. These are chemicals that are no longer being used. So I guess you would assume that as they phase out, that conditions in the water would improve.
Correct.
What does that mean for those of us who like to eat Great Lakes fish?
That means, you know, over time, hopefully we will continue to see, you know, more fish that we can eat from those waterways as long as, you know, the mercury doesn't continue to increase as we're seeing. The great thing about PCBs and dioxins is that they're in the fat of the fish, and that's what we're primarily seeing drive our, well, if there is a great thing, chemicals in our fish. But the great thing about that is that they can actually be removed somewhat from the fish. So you can remove up to half of those chemicals from the fish by trimming away the fat that you can see and then grilling it on a broiling pan or grate over the grill so that the fat can drip away because the fat has a lot of those chemicals in it. So by doing that, you can remove up to half of those chemicals and then double your number of meals that you can eat.
But that's not the case if you're trying to get rid of some mercury contamination. Is that right?
Right. So mercury, unfortunately, is in the meat of the fish, and it can't be removed through any sort of processing.
As more coal-fired power plants come offline in the Great Lakes region, do you expect to see mercury levels improve in the Great Lakes?
Well, any coal-fired power plant that does come offline throughout the world will be a benefit. Unfortunately, you know, since it is a worldwide issue and as more countries are becoming more industrialized and coal being the answer for them, you know, it's hard to say what's going to happen, but it's, you know, great to see that happening locally. But unfortunately, since it is a worldwide issue, it's probably not going to make a huge dent in the short term.
Anything else that you'd like to add?
Just understanding that, you know, people can always make great fish choices as long as they're using the safe fish guidelines. You know, Michigan has a lot of great natural water bodies and resources for us to use. So, you know, don't be afraid to use them. It's just being smart and using the safe fish guidelines to find the fish that are safest to eat for you and your family.
Thanks again, Michelle.
Thank you.
Once again, Michelle Bruneau is a health educator with the State Community Health Department. The new guidelines for eating Great Lakes fish safely were just released. We've tweeted a link at IPR News Radio.